The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appear inside my heart. Does this strange romance stand the ghost of a chance?
Welcome to the first ever playoff edition of the From the Bleachers podcast. I'm your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from this glorious Victory Monday on the wonderful Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Now just think where you were a month ago. The Eagles played the Miami Dolphins on December 1st. I recorded the podcast about that Dolphins game on December 2nd. Today is, recording this on Monday, you'll probably be listening to this on Tuesday. Today is December 30th. In those 28 days, in those 4 weeks, the story of this Eagles season has flipped so dramatically. Call it an M. Night Shyamalan movie, if we're keeping it with the Philly theme. What a twist. What a twist to go from 5-7, losing on the road in complete embarrassment. I said on this podcast, I had never been in my life on a single day, for one single day, more embarrassed to be a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, to devote my entire life, part of my livelihood, my second job, whatever you want to call it, tons of money for tickets, merchandise, food and beer and everything to watch games, tailgating, everything in my life in a way revolved around the Eagles. And for that moment in time, I had never been more embarrassed for a single moment. There have been worse seasons. There was 2015, there was 2012, you know, the dream team, all of those things. But for that single day, I just thought, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I so invested in this? What am I doing with this team? What are they doing to me? 28 days later, a movie I have never seen, but I assume it's about being a Philadelphia Eagles fan. Because 28 days later, I'm running up for a playoff run. First ever playoff edition of this podcast. The first time I'm ever doing a podcast about a playoff team. The Philadelphia Eagles. Four straight wins. Carson Wentz, dare I say, having a more impressive run than anything he did throughout his MVP caliber 2017 season. Look at the supporting cast. Look at the supporting cast. His wide receiver one is Greg Ward, an undrafted quarterback from Houston. His running back one is a 5'6", sixth round running back, Boston Scott. Looks like the second coming of Darren Sproles out there. Outplayed the last year's number two overall pick in the NFL draft. Outplayed Saquon Barkley. He outplayed Saquon Barkley for the second time this season. Both Eagles-Giants games, Boston Scott outperformed Saquon Barkley. I love these guys. Look at that podcast. I go back and listen to the From the Bleachers after the Miami game and listen to my tone. This is what I'm saying. Someone on Twitter, Mike Meech, friend of the podcast, good friend, tweeted, you know, a month ago, I hated every player on this Eagles team. And now, right now, I love them more than my family. And I jokingly said, that's the Aguilar effect. And now I'm not trying to just crush Nelson. Obviously, I'm not the biggest fan of his, have ripped him on the pod in my writing repeatedly. But just, when you have this new energy, you have these new guys out there, Greg Ward, Big Bob Davis, Deontay Burnett coming out of nowhere with a huge 41-yard catch. They just give a crap. It just feels different. The energy is unmistakably different when you have this group of receivers out there compared to Alshon Jeffrey, Matt Collins, Jordan Matthews, and Nelson Aguilar. It's an indisputable fact. Carson Wentz looks like he's having more fun out there. He's playing more loose. I write a newsletter every day, every weekday. It's on. You can find it's called the From Broad Street with Love. obviously very fitting. You could subscribe on patreon.com/Seamus_Clancy. But one thing I read about today, just $2 per month, newsletter every day, every weekday delivered right to your email news box. It just seems that when things are going so wrong and the supporting cast, with all these injuries, whether it's on the offensive line or the skill players, it's forced Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz to maximize their abilities. There is no just saying Doug has to be as creative as he's ever been as a play caller. He has to scheme the crap out of defenses to get people like Deontay Burnett open, to get Big Bob Davis open, to get Boston Scott open up in the flat, to get Joshua Perkins open for a 24-yard touchdown catch. That's scheming, baby. That's scheming. Those guys aren't creating separation on their own. There's no Zach Ertz safety valve out there. There's no DeSean Jackson taking the top off of defense and making everything else easy. There are no Alshon Jeffrey red zone plays. There are no little Nelson Aguilar bubble screens. There are no Darren Sproles bubble screens. And right now, looking into the Seattle game in just a couple of days, there might not be any Miles Sanders action. There's probably not going to be any Zach Ertz action either this week or maybe for the rest of the playoffs. I'm no doctor, but a lacerated kidney, that sounds like something you die from. Obviously, he's not dead. He was in the hospital for a bit. But if you told me, like, hey, Shane, just got a phone call, your best friend, Big Mike, he's in the hospital. He has a lacerated kidney. I would just assume he died. Like, that's the most insane. A lacerated kidney. And he played the rest of the game. I don't know if that's malpractice by the medical staff. It wasn't diagnosed correctly. Or I should just be, like, kneeling down in front of Zach and saying, dude, you're one bad, you know what, dude. You're a bad dude for playing like that. Impressive. Again, a guy I called soft numerous times in his Eagles career. And while I stand by those comments, particularly after that 2016 Bengals game, the dude has unbelievably rewritten his story in Philadelphia from a guy who seemed that he should be producing more than he was to now a guy who's a Super Bowl hero and a guy who played through a lacerated kidney. But enough about that real quick. Yeah, like having the crappy players they're with now they're crappy in the sense that they're this scrappy underdog bunch. Obviously, Greg Ward has been playing well. Boston Scott's been playing out of his mind. And you have a guy like Dallas Goedert stepping up and fulfilling his promise as a second-round pick just 2 years back. But Carson Wentz now has to play through him. There's no, okay, this play, it's going to Alshon. I'm looking at Alshon and seeing what he's doing. This play, oh, we need to get Zach his 10 catches today. Here's the pass to Zach underneath. Here's a pass to Zach underneath. Here I'm faking left to Aguilar, another pass to Zach underneath. There is none of that. There are no mouths to feed. These are beggars out there. Big Bob Davis isn't going on the sideline saying, hey, Carson, where are my catches? Where are my touches today? Boston Scott's out on the sideline yelling at Deuce Staley about his touches. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, I don't even think he talks. I mean, yeah, they basically took Burnett, took his snaps, Arcega-Whiteside. Jeez, what a pick. Yeah, just stay on the sideline, pal. Just run in the straight line if you're on the field or stay on the sideline. Deontay Burnett, 41-yard touchdown. Just a 41-yard reception. Unbelievable. Yeah, Deontay Burnett, not complaining about his touches. And now I'm not saying this in a way where I'm criticizing Aguilar and Jeffrey in that they're, you know, ball hogs or selfish, but they're guys who are veterans. They're guys who have made a lot of money in their careers, who are playing for big and big contracts, guys who've won Super Bowls and guys who've made key plays in Super Bowl winning games. They're understandably going to want theirs. If I was them, I'd feel the same way. But now who doesn't feel that way? Greg Ward. Greg Ward's going out there and battling. People don't even think he's a wide receiver. He probably deep down doesn't even consider himself a wide receiver. He'll always be a quarterback to himself. And this guy's going out there grabbing 6 balls yesterday. First down after first down. Now he's a wide receiver, not a tight end. But he seems like the new Zach Ertz archetype. And hey, it's 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6. We're looking for Greg Ward here. We're looking for Dallas Goedert across the middle. We're looking for Greg Ward. Greg, wide receiver 1 Ward. What a world. Now, I have at least one outstanding debt or bet, however you want to say it. Last podcast talking about the infamous burn the ships mantra where Zach Ertz gave a pregame speech before the Dallas game, I guess a week and a half or so back, and said, told the story about a 16th century Spanish conquistador who told his men, instructed them to burn their ships upon their arrival in the Gulf of Mexico. Saying, you either have one mission here. You either succeed or die. There is no turning home. There is no going back. There's nothing in the back of your head saying that, oh man, if we're not doing well, if we're losing, we could just head home. There is no going home. This is the playoff. There's no going home. And I love that by Zach. It was a do-or-die game. Eagles won. They did not die. They succeeded, and now they're NFC East champions. So at the end of that podcast last week, I had said, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I am for sure getting a burn the ships tattoo on my arm, on my leg, on my forehead. I don't know yet, but there will be one. Within a week of that game, probably after the parade, or maybe I'll get in between and I'll show it off at the parade. Who knows? Maybe kiss my girlfriend in the middle of the street, darn it. So I got that tattoo from the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And the other bet I have outstanding that I made known on Twitter, if you're not following me on Twitter, and you're listening to this, I don't know what you're doing. Follow me at Seamus_Clancy. Tons of crazy Eagles talk. If you're a Sixers fan too, you're sure you'll find other stuff you like there. But just during the game, I'm outpouring all my emotions. Just follow me on there. You'll love it. One thing I've been beating not the drum on is, and I wouldn't have done this yesterday because it's such a special play that they either had to run it for Dallas or save it for the playoffs. There's no need to play it or run it against the Giants in the Meadowlands. You know, I'm a guy who loves trick plays. It just, you know, I'm that age. I'm 25, going on 26. I grew up playing Madden. I grew up playing backyard football. Grew up playing football on the street with my boys in South Philly, up the back street. And it's just fun. And Doug Peterson's been aggressive. And you've seen a guy who, in the playoffs 2 years ago, ran that infamous flea flicker, obviously ran the Philly special, ran some, you know, quick misdirection end around to Nelson Aguilar. He's done that a bunch. And even last week against Dallas, he tipped his hat a little bit, Doug, and had Greg Ward running as a Wildcat. Now, as I've said on this podcast and podcast before, Greg Ward was once the starting quarterback for the University of Houston, once led a 13-1 campaign with a bowl victory, was once on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated, Greg Ward was on the cover as a quarterback. Now he's a receiver. So that guy can sling the rock. He can throw. Booby Miles style. Not our Miles Sanders, but the booby style. the booby styles. So Greg Ward can throw the ball. So there's literally no reason whether they need a spark against Seattle, whether it's they win and they're doing it in Green Bay, in San Fran, in New Orleans, I don't care. I need to see a play where Boston Scott comes in motion, Wentz snaps it in shotgun, hands it to Boston Scott, Greg Ward comes running back the other way, Boston Scott pitches it to Greg Ward, and all hell breaks loose. People are charging it, and Greg Ward sails a touchdown in, I don't know, Carson Wentz's hands, Deontay Burnett's hands, Dallas Goedert's hands. But that play is coming. Greg Ward, I will guarantee, if the Eagles play at least two playoff games, so they win against Seattle, and then they play another game, we will see at least one Greg Ward pass. And if Greg Ward, in one of these next two games, on any game in the postseason, if they make however far the Eagles make it, if Greg Ward throws a touchdown pass and the Eagles win that game, I will go to the Eagles Pro Shop down in South Philly at the Sports Complex the very next day and get a customized Greg Ward jersey and post it on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and I will wear it to the Eagles next game. Won't be in Philly likely, but I'll wear it when I'm watching the next game. Greg Ward, my guy. I need that jersey. That'd be sick, dude. It's, you know, typically if you're buying a jersey, you want a player that's, you know, going to be around forever. A listener and reader of my newsletter, I was talking earlier in the year, I was like, I don't have a current Eagles player's jersey. I have a Dawkins, I have a Reggie White. I actually won the Reggie White in some Mitchell Ness giveaway. It's like the NFL 100th anniversary silver Reggie White jersey. It's dope. Mitchell Ness's Super Bowl sale back in 2017, the week leading up to the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. They do a big sale every year, Mitchell Ness does, at the flagship store at 12th and Chestnut. Through a big sale, I got a Jerome Brown jersey for like $70. Super cheap, unbelievable. I wore it watching the Super Bowl, they won. So I got Dawkins, I got Jerome Brown, I got Reggie. And back in 2013, during 27-2 Nick Foles mania, I bought a Nick Foles jersey. And, you know, by 2014, I thought that it was obsolete, but I was able to wear it again. You know, last season, postseason run, I wore it. Not the end of last season. And then, so that's it. And then a reader bought me, just out of the kindness of his heart, a guy, I think his name on Twitter is Benji215, is like, dude, I love your newsletter, your podcast, your tweets, whatever. It's weird that you don't have a current Eagles player's jersey. And he said, how about I'll get you one? And I was like, are you serious? And he literally bought and sent me, got my shipping address, bought from like Fanatics or the NFL's website, an Alshon Jeffrey jersey. I'm like, Alshon's a black jersey. It's dope. I wore it to a blackout game earlier in the year. I may or may not have blacked out of the game myself. So I had that Alshon jersey and I'm like, great. They guaranteed his contract for 2020. I'll be able to wear this at least 2 years. He's a Super Bowl hero. Even if he doesn't play on the team in the future, it'll have great, you know, rewear, replay value, however you want to say it. And now Alshon's hurt and he's out for the year, and that money's guaranteed for next year, but he still might get cut or traded. So by this time next year, or by the beginning of the 2020 season, I still might not have a current Eagles player's jersey. But maybe if Greg Ward throws a touchdown pass and wins the game and is a playoff hero, he will be back next year, I'm sure. I'm certain he'll be on the Eagles roster next year. And if that happens, opening day, week one, week two, whenever the Eagles open up their home game, the stadium, their first home opener, I will be there wearing a Greg Ward jersey.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
It's playoff time. I could not be more excited. It has been nearly 2 years since I attended a Philadelphia Eagles playoff game. Last one, obviously, the last playoff game that Eagles played in Philadelphia was the iconic 38-7 beatdown of the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship game back on January 21st. I have the date burned into my brain, January 21st, 2018, sitting up there in section redacted. I never say what section I'm in, though. If you ever just DM me and you wanted to meet up for a beer or something, I would obviously tell you. They beat the crap out of them, and that was just going into that game. Obviously Wentz got injured, and you're thinking, and they go on this magical run. They beat Atlanta, just barely scrapped by. And going in that tailgate, obviously I get really into tailgate. A bunch of BGN readers and listeners have come to tailgates this year. I've met them at our BGN watch party at Pistolas del Sur a couple of weeks back too. It was just one of those things where I'm thinking, this could be it. That tailgate, I'm standing there. It's like, this is the NFC Championship game. The Eagles haven't played in one in 13 years. It could be another 13. They haven't won one in 13 years. I haven't played in one in, 9 years? It could be another 9 years. It could be another 20 years before they get back. So who knows what's going to happen? And I just kept calling it like the end of the world tailgate. Just let's all have fun. Let's go nuts. Let's party. And the Eagles are only the fourth seed. So unless Minnesota reaches the NFC Championship game. I don't want to get too far in my head myself. I'm going to spend like 30 seconds on this. So if the Eagles win on Sunday and Minnesota beats New Orleans. Again, I don't want to get too ahead of myself. People on Twitter complain when I'm talking about future playoff scenarios. But since I mentioned 38-7, I have to do this real quick. If Minnesota beats New Orleans, Eagles beat Seattle, Eagles would go to Green Bay, Minnesota would go to San Fran. If the Eagles beat Green Bay and Green Bay, and Minnesota beat San Fran and San Fran, Minnesota would come here for the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years. I'm just throwing it out there. There is a possibility that we get another 30-7 Eagles-Vikings NFC Championship game. But I'll go with that. But again, talking about, you know, the emotion of and the intensity of being like, I'm attending a playoff game. That's nuts. I've been to first playoff game I ever attended was 2013. That was Chip's first year. Nick Foles' first playoff game. They lost to the Saints on a heartbreaker. Then didn't attend a game till, you know, Falcons-Eagles back in 2017, January 2018. Close-knit game, came down the last second. Jalen Mills, Julio Jones, that whole 9 yards. And then, obviously, the 38-7 beatdown. But we're back already. I thought maybe it couldn't have been 10 years before I saw a playoff game at home again. But we're back for Carson Wentz's first. Like, sometimes I'm like, if you're down to the game, probably get a little too drunk, a little too crazy. And sometimes I just like watching the game at home. Like, it's definitely a better viewing experience to watch a road game just from the comfort of your couch than going to a game and being a screaming crazy nut. You don't get replays. Your self-service sucks. All of those things. But I'm going to be able to watch Carson Wentz, the golden boy, as Dennis Reynolds might say, the golden god himself, his first ever playoff game. That Carson Wentz If nothing else comes from this season, Carson Wentz is going to have playoff experience. And I take that as a win. This season, that was once a season from hell, is now a victory to a degree in my mind, because Carson Wentz is going to end up with playoff experience. I'm not going to have to hear people all offseason, Giants fans, Cowboys fans, losers from around NFL Twitter saying, Carson Wentz has never played a playoff game before. They should have kept Nick Foles, who got benched like three times this year, and talk about injury prone. And Jacksonville, we're going to be able to see that. And again, if you're going to be around the game, hit me up on Twitter. Send me an email, SeamusJClancy@gmail.com. I've had a ton of BGN readers and listeners come through and tailgate this year. If you want to come out and hang out, please, please do. We'll have a blast. I had a Cowboys pinata there last week for the Eagles-Cowboys game. I won't have a Seahawks pinata, but, you know, might have some Phil steaks catered out there. My favorite cheesesteak spot on 23rd and Pashunk in South Philly. Tons of booze flowing. Going to bring some lemon cream cello, South Philly staple. Maybe get some blackberry brandy, a classic South Philly New Year's Day drink that is only allowed to be drank in cold weather, in my opinion. So it's going to be a blast. And it just feels so good to be back, to be walking into that my favorite thing in the world. It's one of those things that kind of, I don't want to say breaks me from reality, but makes me step back, ignore some of the things that are going on in my life, the pressing issues of work or money or all these trials and tribulations that are part of the human experience. On that walk from my tailgate, from the tailgate lot in Jethro to the stadium, and that walk up the ramp to the top section of the link, there is no better moment in my life than that. It's just, I feel free of the world, free of the world's responsibilities, free of stressors. Because all I'm doing is I'm waiting in line for security, and I have like six beers in my hand. Not six. I have like two or three beers in my hand. I'm trying to drink them real quick before I have to go to the line. I'm passing my friends, my dad's friends, whatever. Then we're doing EAGLES chants, and you're just walking up that ramp. Nothing else matters. It reminds me of Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting is my favorite film of all time. And Ben Affleck's character, Chucky, is talking to Will, Matt Damon's character. And he's saying, like, the best part of my day is, you know, walking up to your house and knocking on the door and hoping that you won't be there one day. Like, one day you realize you're better than this. You have better things to do in life. You're more important than this, and that he won't be there. To that I say, the best part of my day or my year or my life is that walk from the tailgate lot to my seats at the link. Because it just feels, the game hasn't started yet. The Eagles aren't on the precipice of some huge collapse. Russell Wilson isn't scrambling around like a nut yet. For that, you know, 15, 20, 25 minutes, however long it takes, anything is possible. A 30-7 victory is possible. A huge one is possible. An iconic moment is possible. Patrick Robinson interception. Jalen Mills pass breakup. A Carson, you know, Wentz throwing across his body to Deontay Burnett for an 85-yard touchdown is in the cards. A Greg Ward reverse touchdown pass to Carson Wentz for 47 yards is in the mix. It's possible. Anything is possible before a playoff game when you're walking up to your seats. I'm sure even if people don't attend games, if you're not a season ticket holder like myself, if you're someone who just, you know, tickets are obviously costly. If you're not someone who's able to do that, if you're someone who just enjoys watching at home, if you're someone who's not from the Philadelphia area, I'm sure you can still recreate that emotion where you're in your kitchen, you're cooking up your favorite dish, maybe some dip, got some stromboli, wings on the way. Maybe you're making yourself a cocktail, maybe cracking up a cold beer, maybe you don't drink, and you're just, you know, get a nice, you know, non-alcoholic La Croix seltzer, which I love, and you're just thinking, man, like, this is the effing day. This is what we watched all the terrible losses for. This is what we pulled our hair out our entire lives for, to be able to watch them play a playoff game and win the whole damn thing. Like in Major League, you know, there's nothing left to do but win the whole damn thing. There's nothing. One thing left to do before that is Greg Ward has to throw a touchdown pass. And the Eagles need to win. But other than that, the only thing left to do is win the whole damn thing. I'm Seamus Clancy. From the bleachers, first playoff edition. It will not be the last playoff edition. Because the Eagles will win on Sunday. And yes, I've spent my entire football existence over the last half dozen years talking about how Russell Wilson is unstoppable. He is the Eagles' kryptonite. He will do anything. He will assert his will, his dominance at every turn against the Philadelphia Eagles. Even at home. Even in Philadelphia. But He has 87-year-old Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. He is without his top left tackle. He is out with his guard. I think Tyler Lockett got hurt last night. The Eagles that he played back on November 24th are different than the Eagles he's going to play on what? January 5th. 6-7 weeks later, this is a different team. Different team. Different, even though we're talking about everything through the offense, the defense is different. The Eagles' defense at home, masterful. Jim Schwartz at home, masterful. So Russ, it's going to be loud. Get your silent countdown. It's going to be loud. I'm going to lose my voice. Next week's podcast, win or lose, I'm not going to have a voice. But there's only one thing left to do, ladies and gentlemen. Seamus Clancy from the Bleachers, Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Win the whole damn thing. Go Birds.